May my speaking and all our thinking be in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And now hear we every man in our own tongue. It was the Jewish holiday called Shavuot. It was not a Sabbath. Nevertheless, there was a strict rule that no one should work on this day. It fell 50 days after Passover. So the Jews in the Greek-speaking world called it Pentecost. Pente being Greek for five. Shavuot was the day to commemorate God giving the Ten Commandments to Moses on Mount Sinai. The Ten Commandments were the founding principles of the nation of Israel. And that made Shavuot the birthday of the Jewish people. The book of Acts tells us that 120 men and women who had been followers of Jesus during his lifetime took advantage of the fact that they did not have to go to work and instead returned to that same upper room in Jerusalem where they had shared a Last Supper with Jesus. I'm sure the question that was on their minds was, so what do we do now? It's possible that some of them remembered that at his ascension, Jesus had told them to go back to Jerusalem and wait for the Holy Spirit. But they probably had no idea what he meant by that. All of a sudden, it happened. Any chatter that there might have been amongst them would have stopped immediately as the room began to fill with the noise of a tremendous wind and flames appeared in the air which seemed to reach down and touch each one of them on their heads. No one would have been left with any doubt that this was a manifestation of God himself. They had no idea what the Holy Spirit meant until they experienced it. But when they did, they immediately knew that this was what Jesus had promised and predicted. And it changed them. Empowered by the Spirit's assurance that Jesus would be with them until the very end of time, they went out to preach in the streets of Jerusalem. They were the very first men and women to respond to the Great Commission to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Shavuot is the birthday of the Jewish nation. It is also the birthday of the church. The God who gave the Ten Commandments to Moses and created a nation is the very same God who gives the Holy Spirit and creates the church. I imagine it was sometime in the late 1920s or the early 1930s when two American Jewish sisters were walking on the boardwalk along the Atlantic coast. Their names were Sylvia and Eva. They had one thing on their minds. They were determined to find husbands. There were no online dating sites in those days, so when you felt the need for a husband, you went and walked in the places where men looking for wives were likely to be walking. In the crowd, they saw two men walking towards them. Eva had stolen Sylvia's boyfriends before. So Sylvia hissed at her, "I'm taking the little dark one with the curly hair. You keep your hands off him." The boys were Sol and Joe. Solomon and Joseph. Solomon's full name was Solomon Emmanuel Samuelowitz. Sylvia married him 8 years later, and Eva married Joe. Sylvia and Sol were Nadia's grandparents. Sol died before Nadia was born. Nadia has a Hebrew name, Shulamit. It's the feminine form of Solomon. She is named for him. Nadia fully and completely embraces her Jewish heritage. She is a Jewish girl, and she will always remain a Jewish girl. She is proud of her Jewishness. Just as St. Peter and St. Paul and St. Mary and St. Elizabeth and all the other 120 Jewish people who were in the upper room when the Holy Spirit descended were proud of their Jewishness. But Nadia has felt welcomed by All Saints. Particularly, she has felt that we have honored her Jewish heritage by asking her to organize our Seder suppers and to hear her read in Hebrew. Not only has she felt welcomed, she has found here a home for her own spiritual journey. Nadia is pretty forthright. Probably 18 months ago, she asked me, "So how do I become a member of All Saints?" And I wanted to respect her forthrightness, so I didn't beat about the bush. I said, "You can't. You're not a Christian. You have to be baptized to be a Christian." I am sure Randy and Nadia's mother have seen the look that goes over Nadia's face when you say, "You can't." I definitely saw it. And I immediately felt I had to mend bridges, and so I told her, "But I do want you to feel that even though you are not a member, you are warmly part of the family of All Saints." A little while later, Nadia came to see me in my office. She sat on my sofa. She looked me directly in the face and she said, "So what's the Holy Spirit?" I always stumble and mumble when people ask me enormous theological questions like that. And my response was, "You'll know it when you feel it." Perhaps a month later, she came back to me and she said, "I have felt the Holy Spirit." And those are the grounds on which she presents herself for baptism. There is much about the Christian faith, the truth of which she still has to discover. It's not all plain to her yet. But which of us can really say any more than that about our faith? The truth is that all of us now see through a glass darkly. It's only then that we shall know face to face. I quoted the Great Commission earlier. Jesus commanded his followers to go into all the world and to make disciples. He didn't say, "Go into all the world and make believers." He didn't say, "Go into all the world and make converts." He said, "Go into all the world and make disciples." A disciple is someone who has made a commitment to attach themselves to a teacher who they believe is uniquely positioned to open the truth for them. Nadia is a disciple, as I hope all of us are disciples. Today she is saying, "I wish and I am ready to commit myself to join that great fellowship of disciples of Jesus Christ that is called the church. The Holy Spirit has spoken to my heart and convinced me that this is the way for me to be reborn." She has said, "I am hearing in my own tongue." So, how fitting it is that we should baptize someone who is so fully and completely Jewish on what is the birthday of her people, but also the birthday of the church. Amen.